Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special fifth grade students who are going to share their ideas about technology. And first, we have, hello, what is your name and what would you like to talk about?
My name is Anthony.
My name is Jaden.
And what would you like to talk about?
We want to talk about Spiro.
And what is Spiro?
It's a little ball, you can shoot code, you go left and right, use coding.
Why do you like it?
Because like you need to like in the future you need like coding to like control stuff and make stuff, and if you control this one you can control a robot in the future.
Very good. And is it easy to control Spiro or not so easy?
Well, you sometimes make mistakes, but you can learn from your mistakes by
practice and practice.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to say about Spiro?
And I think schools should have technology so you can like get a better chance to do coding.
And why is coding important to you?
Because like I said in the future it can help you a lot.
Very
There's going to be a lot of coding everywhere, so
excellent.
It's going to be confusing a lot of times.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Goodbye.
Eat McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, right. Next, we have... Hello. What's your name?
Alexander.
And what do you want to talk about, Alexander?
I want to talk about GoodReader.
And what is GoodReader?
GoodReader is an app that from YouTube that you can't really see in school. You could just hear it and just download it to GoodReader, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Now, this is a very interesting topic. GoodReader, does it do other things as well?
The only thing I know how to do is this, but I'm just gonna check if I do know. Oh, you could import photos, projects.
And what's the main reason? Why do you use GoodReader? What's the main reason?
Well, sometimes I put my things here. But sometimes when I put my PDF, it doesn't really recognize it.
It doesn't recognize it. Well, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is that a PDF?
Yep.
Oh, it is? Uh-huh. Well, sir, just as a piece of information for you, if your document is a PDF, then the file type will say .pdf. This one is a different file type, and this one is a .s design. So this one will not open as a PDF. It will open in strip design, you know?
So I put open in another app?
Yep, exactly. Now, what I love about what you're telling me and you're showing me here is that you were able to go to the internet, find music videos from YouTube, and use GoodReader to rip them onto your iPad so that you can... What do you do with them when you put them in GoodReader? What do you do with the music next?
Then I put it to the music... So then I sometimes put it to Dropbox, and then from Dropbox I could put it for movie making.
You add this music to your movies?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's really cool. Anything else you want to tell me about GoodReader before I let you go?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your ideas. Next, we have... Hello, what is your name?
My name is Kevin.
And what do you want to talk about?
Why do students need technology? Because then technology is the future and you could learn in a fun way with technology. And if it doesn't have like that much technology, then you're gonna be reading like a textbook to learn.
Thank you. And what about you? What's your favorite technology to use for learning?
Mine is doing like projects or searching up things and then going like on different websites and see what type of learning they have.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say about technology and learning? No? Very good. Thank you so much. And next, hello, we have... And what is your name?
My name is Guadalupe Ruiz.
Yeah. And Guadalupe, what do you want to tell me about today?
I want to tell you how important technology is and why other kids should have it.
Okay, so why is technology important for kids?
It's important because stuff like coding and anything that you can, that gets your brain going, basically can help you solve problems, and it's just really fun to have technology with you. It helps you do your homework with most times.
Very good. And what's your favorite type of technology to use?
My favorite, I would say, is like coding. I really like coding, but...
You do? Why do you like coding?
Because it's really fun. There's a lot of different coding levels to go to. Like, I'm on level 3 right now, and it's really, really fun. I really like it because it has a lot of problems to solve, and it just stresses you.
Excellent. So do you think you're going to do coding? I know this is your last year in Tanti. Are you going to keep coding, do you think?
Yes.
You are?
I'm going to show it to my little sister. I'm going to make sure she does it every day.
Excellent. Well, that makes me so happy to hear. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say?
Keep coding, guys.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Next, we have... Hello. What is your name and what do you want to talk about?
I'm Miguel and I want to talk about Korg because it's like a music app.
Okay, so Korg is a music app. And sir, what's your name?
My name is Marco.
And you want to talk about?
Korg.
Okay, so I've got two boys who want to talk about Korg. First, sir, why is Korg, why do you like Korg?
Because you can make really cool music.
And why do you like Korg?
Because you can put the music in videos that you make.
Excellent. So tell me about that. How do you make music first?
You grab like a sound and mix it with other kinds of sounds.
Very good. And then how do you take this music that you make and how do you make turn it into a movie project?
You put the music in the project. You take a screenshot of it.
And how do you get it from, how do you take the music from this app and how do you put it into like a movie project? Do you know how to do that?
You put live recording.
And after you do live recording, what do you do next,
usually? You have to put audio copy.
Okay, and then what do you do?
Then put the audio copy in the video.
So you copy the audio and you paste it into a video?
Yeah.
Very cool. And have you made any cool music projects? Have you done anything amazing with it? Like what?
We did like a stop motion. Which we put music in a motion movie.
That sounds amazing. And how did it turn out?
Good.
It turned out good. What about you? What is there anything else you want to tell me about Korg before I let you go?
No.
No? How about you?
That's all.
That's all? Okay, thank you so much. And next we have... We have time for one or two more. Almost done. Hello, sir. What's your name?
David.
And what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about coding.
So, David, why do you want to talk about coding?
Because most schools don't have coding because they can't afford it or they can't afford security. So they're wide open to any disasters. So what I'm requiring is to schools to download coding and to let kids start coding.
But some people, some teachers, some principals, they might say that coding is not important for kids. What would you say?
It is because in the future, if they want to be an expert at technology, they can use coding as a beginner's kit.
Excellent, very good. And do you do a lot of coding?
Yeah.
Very good. Are you going to keep coding?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we have time for one more. Does anybody want to share an idea before we close up for today? Yes, sir. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Minecraft coding.
What is Minecraft coding?
It's a game where you have to... there's blocks that there's like building blocks, and there's left and right blocks where you can move left and right, and then with the blocks you could build across like a bridge and go get the stuff you need.
Sweet. Thank you so much for telling me about Minecraft coding. Thank you, fifth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.